Welcome to the Space Show, Norman.
Thank you, Andrew.
So if we know the universe is expanding and we know the rate at which it's expanding, presumably we can run the clock backwards and sort of arrive at some time when it must have all been much closer together than it is today. In fact, perhaps when it was at a single point.
Indeed, that's true. Once the idea of expansion came into our idea, then we know there must be a present, there must be a past, and there must be a future. You can extrapolate that. Therefore, we know the expansion rate, and therefore the inverse of the expansion rate will give you some idea when exactly all this began. And indeed, if you take this value of 75 kilometers per second per megaparsec as a rate now, that turns out to be something like 14.5 billion years before the whole thing began to expand.
So how did the universe begin? What's the currently accepted idea of the beginning of the universe now?
Yeah, for this expansion of universe idea, really, which is the most important one, gives us something happened, some violent thing happened 14 or 15 billion years ago. And that is, we think, a sort of a Big Bang, something like a big explosion happened at that time. And the evidence what kind of explosion is comes from the fact that there was a discovery made in the 60s that the Earth, in many directions in the sky, we saw a black body radiation with the 3 degree K temperature. That is, if you measure the temperature of that radiation, it came out to be 3 degree Kelvin, which is very cool. Now, if you extrapolate 15 billion years ago, this particular black body radiation, it turns out to be, it's very hot, something like 10 to the power of 27 degrees centigrade. And therefore, we think the whole universe was born something like 15 billion years ago in a hot Big Bang. And the radiation from that fireball really expanded continuously for the past 15 billion years, and now it's redshifted and we are seeing it as the 3 degree K background, which is pervading all around our Earth.
This radiation, of course, isn't so easily observed from the Earth, is it?
Yes, it's very difficult, and it has to be done from satellites, and actually one satellite is gone specially for that purpose called COBE. And that satellite has measured this particular radiation very accurately. And one of the important things came out of that is they measured this radiation in different wavelengths and found the curve fits very accurately to a black body radiation. And therefore, it's very difficult to fit that radiation to any other sources. Therefore, it really confirms the Big Bang theory of the origin of the universe. And also, latest one, if you heard a week or two before, a big news flash came through. That is, in this radiation, even though it was uniform until a few weeks ago, I mean up to a level of temperature, they found very faint fluctuations in this radiation, which is the order of only microkelvin. And that's why it's very, very small amplitude. And therefore, it took a long time to discover that. And that is one important thing happened, and that indicates that the original Big Bang was not very uniform. There were some distortions and fluctuations in that. And those fluctuations actually grew into present galaxies and clusters. And therefore, in that way, the COBE results are very, very important and confirms the origin, that whole universe origin in Big Bang.
Because that's been one of the problems, hasn't it, in the past, that we looked at the radiation we could measure from the Earth, and it seemed to be the same in all directions, didn't it?
Yes, I think that's true. That's because the instruments were not really sensitive enough to find the variation. But now they have made the instrument in such a fashion that you can detect very, very small variations. Therefore, in principle, what we are saying is, originally, in the Big Bang, there were not very many tremendous fluctuations. Only very, very small fluctuations were there, and that fluctuation has been magnified or inflated to big sizes. For example, they also see in this latest results the structures of these fluctuations are of the order of 7 degrees, 10 degrees to 90 degrees. That means very big in the structures in the sky. And if you really want such big structures, you can't produce it any other way except inflation universe. Therefore, in a way, it also confirms the theoretical aspect that the beginning, very, very beginning of the Big Bang, there is suddenly big exponential expansion happened, and thereby these structures were become big.
So we can now, well, in the past, some scientists did argue that against the Big Bang model, that the galaxies couldn't be formed because the universe was too uniform. So COBE has now proven that right at the very earliest times that there were these slight unevenness or roughness in the universe that did allow the collapse to form stars and galaxies and so on.
Yeah, I think that's a very important implication from this result. And it lays a foundation for the small fluctuations. Actually, they were searching for so many years now, about 20 years actually, to find fluctuations. But only thing is, the fluctuations are very, very small.
Well, thank you, Norman, for joining us tonight on The Space Show.
Thank you very much, Andrew.